Our next guest has been Triple M royalty for nearly 30 years.
I used to talk a lot on the radio. Now I need to talk every now and then, so I miss talking.
She started her career reading the news on Network 10.
Hello again, Bridget Duclos with Night Watch.
Before eventually finding a home on the M's, working on The Cage with our own JB.
I felt like saying it's not about you, Paul. Preta, what's your name?
Whatever.
Now she pops in from time to time to keep these two in check.
Do you think it's weird that my son wants me to throw my keys in the bowl?
Please welcome the top flight, Bridge Duclos.
She's got a bit of tude attached to her too today. Why is that?
You are very lucky that I have come in after the introduction I heard a little earlier, the top flight.
At your stage of broadcasting, you've got to be up and about.
The top flight, I am so up and about. I am more up and about than anyone
could be.
Hello,
Bridge.
Hello, Bill. Hello, Rabsy.
Hello.
Rabsy, you look lovely today.
Oh, thank you very
so
much.
So nice to be
with you.
So do you,
Bridge.
Yeah, really
nice.
Why are
you
flat? What's the
I'm not flat. I'm as high as a kite.
Right.
Not high.
Fake eyelashes on.
No, I'll tell you, yeah, but not my fault. But it was a mistake. I went and asked for something and they gave me the ultra package. I asked for a bit of thickening, and I came out. I think I talked about this on Eddie's show last week. I came out looking like RuPaul, and you can't take them off because they're glue. It's like super glue.
Oh.
So and now half have fallen out. So I look like it's a very odd.
Yeah, I just noticed them.
Yeah, prettier.
Yeah,
pretty. Were you thinking pretty?
Not the lovely weather, isn't it, Bridge?
The reason.
Yes, what is it?
Do you know what? I love coming in here. This is my last one. And you won't be back next year with the way you've been going.
Behaving, yes.
You're not back next year, are you? Tell me.
Oh, yes, yes.
There's no way they'll have you
Fitzy
back.
Fitzy signed us on a 5-year deal.
Yeah, long termer.
It was here or K-Rock.
Well, you're going to have to pay big bucks for me
next year. K-Rock.
K-Rock, yeah. No, top flight, I love K-Rock. I'll be big bucks if you want me next year, just saying. Because I am now a uni student. I have gone back to university.
What?
And I had my first lecture class / workshop today.
Do you understand that most people that go to university are young?
At heart, the top flight.
What's the age group in your class?
I'm mid-range. There was some youngie. It's a postgraduate course, so they're not straight out of school because they've got to have graduated.
Have you
graduated in anything?
Life. Mm.
You, Bill?
Football.
Right. Okay.
No, you didn't.
And that's debatable.
So what are you?
So I'm doing a postgrad course, and I haven't been to uni for 35 years.
Top flight.
Oh my God, the top flight. So I start last night. I packed my case. So I put my computer and my reading I had to do for the first class, the unit outline, and I had everything all neatly ready to go. I had my Mikey because it's catch a tram and all, you know.
Wow.
Anyway, I walked out.
What do you wear?
In a hurry. I wore what I've got on, which is pretty, you know, just wear what you want.
Do what, man?
So I'm not dress-ups. Anyway, the top flight. I get to the tram stop and I've forgotten my important briefcasey satchel thing I'd packed the night before to take.
You left in your house.
I've left everything behind, so it's too late to go back. So I get on the tram. Mm. Two stops later, they kick us off the tram and say the signal work. You can't get the tram.
No.
I, at this stage, am having a nervous breakdown because it's my first class. You can't be late. You've got to set a good example for yourself.
Exactly.
Anyway, I managed to walk back home, get the car, and end up having to park. It's in the city, and $58 later.
Oh, no. Jeez. They don't miss you, do they?
Well, I had to be on time, Billy. I had to be on time. But everything has changed. Now, you wouldn't know because you've never studied, because you're not an academic like me.
What's changed?
Yeah.
Well, when I went to uni, when I was 18, in the library you used something called a microfiche. There was no such thing as Google or anything.
Yes.
And now everything is just so... I just finding my way around the site is going to be a full-time job, and I've got a whole 3-hour contact a week type situation.
3 hours.
It's a lot.
A
week. That's a lot. I know you're thinking, what do you do for the rest
of 3 hours.
I've had my first 3 hours. That's stressed.
3 hours.
I'm that stressed. I can hardly bear it. But
how long does it go for?
What?
Your uni course.
3 hours. Oh, the course goes for 2 years full time, which is 6 hours.
So it's taking you 4 years.
I'm starting slowly. Then I'll pick up.
Next. But once you're comfortable with the 3 hours, you'll bust it out to 6 years.
I know you're thinking 3 hours is a lot, but you've got to read and you've got to write assignments. You've got to reference.
What are you studying?
Yeah,
I'm studying a postgraduate diploma of counselling.
Counselling.
With a view to what?
With being a counsellor.
Of what type?
Of all sorts. Right. You can come to me. I'll,
yeah, understand that if you're a counsellor, you need,
oh, you know a lot about
you
this,
need
obviously.
To be able to listen.
Listen.
Top Flight, I have 2 ears and 1 mouth.
Yeah, and you've never used them in proportion
no,
as long as you've been alive.
I will listen very well. My biggest problem will be I've got a bad habit of over-empathising.
Interrupting?
Like, no.
Butting in.
Like I asked a man for Christmas. I asked a man home for Christmas because I felt sorry for him. That's the sort of thing you can't do as a counsellor.
No.
So I've got to learn to be less nice. Unlike you wouldn't have a problem with that, no, would you? You'd fit right in.
You asked a man home for Christmas.
Well, I met a man, an older man, who had nowhere to go for Christmas. So I invited him home to our place for Christmas.
Mm. He's still there.
Well, as it turned out, you're not meant to do that. Right. So I've got to learn quite a bit. But I will be good at it because you have to have life experience, the Top Flight.
No,
so
you've had
a 20-year-old can't counsel, really. Do you agree with that?
I agree with that.
And I do like listening when I'm not with you.
Not really. I've never noticed you listening at all.
I don't listen to you because you're boring.
You're doing a lot of talking.
You're boring, so I don't listen. People who are interesting,
so
I listen to.
Could be anything.
Let's practice. Let's practice.
Hi. I'm Bill. And I've got some problems.
Well, say something. Look at me, look
up. I'm listening. You told me to listen.
But you say hi, Bill.
Seriously. I'm listening.
I think I drink too much. I punt too much. And I love sex.
Okay, but he had one lesson.
Oh, what the hell
next
is
week,
this?
Next week I'll be better.
Oh, my God. We're going to a break.
Bridge Duclos is joining JB and Billy in the studio.
It's great to have her in the Top Flight. Did you see this morning, this is a question without notice for you, the Top Flight, that Qantas boss Alan Joyce gets paid $23.87 million a year?
$485,000 a day, was it? Or
A lot of having
money.
Ripped everything that made that airline nice to travel on out of there.
But hang on, nobody
he's
had,
now paying himself 20.
But he has turned it around.
24 mil.
Yeah, but he brought in a massive profit, I think, didn't he, last? I think he turned it around.
Top point. Because he cut everything.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
Just not his own wage.
That's what I'm saying. He stripped everything out of the joint except for his own wage.
But he gets bonuses, doesn't he?
Oh, obviously. Which all the big CEOs do. But
I find it hard to understand that. So I find it hard to understand justifying that sort of money in anything, don't you?
Especially, this is where the average Australian has an issue with it, especially where 99.9% of Australian workers over the last decade have barely had a pay rise. Because the GFC stripped us all out and we've had the issues we've had.
With you.
No one else gets any money.
No.
But these people just get paid the most ridiculous figures.
And do they say ever? Do you reckon, oh, look, I'll only take $385 a day? Does that ever happen?
I
do
know.
What is
24 mil?
What does Gil get?
Jeez, that's a lot of money.
That's
I think last year was
two
in the mid twos or
so
something
he gets
like that.
2 million.
With all the bonuses and everything. Yeah, exactly. Wow. So it's a long way back from 24 million.
It is.
Yeah,
but it's
bloody oaf. You've got to ask the question. Is there anyone? I mean, I think the Prime Minister should get paid a lot more.
Well, of course.
For me, that's a job where I would rather they got paid more. You might get more, attract more people, better people.
Better people.
With a bit of luck.
Better
you know.
Educated. But don't they get a nice little bonus when they finish, don't they?
Nah.
For the rest of their
they
life.
They get a car, Billy. They get a driver.
They get plane trips.
Yeah,
they
do.
Get everything. I get
nothing.
Nothing.
Well, once you go
that's
to
why
uni,
I'm going to be a counsellor.
Your beautiful daughter just turned 18.
Oh, I just have my daughter's just turned 18. Yes, indeed. I know that's weird. I don't have any kids left. Are you an adult at 18 or just a
fledgling
legally?
Hey, listen, I'll tell you what, I've got to go. We've got to speak quickly because I'm actually going to play 4 holes of golf.
Why?
Because I've become a golfer. Is the other thing that's happening in my life now? The Top Flight.
What's wrong with you?
What do you mean? What's wrong with
me? Well, you're going to uni. You're playing golf.
What's wrong? Would you rather I sat on my back?
Big
sat on my back.
Oh, hello.
Actually, we can talk about
could
that.
Could head down that path if you.
Would you rather
wanted to make some
douche? Large eyelashes.
I know. Well, that's how I'd make bigger money.
Yes.
But I'm just trying new things. It's the year of trying new things.
So where's golf come from?
Well, the Top Flight. I've come from a very clever family of golfers.
Well, your youngest. We've got two more beautiful sisters, but one loves her golf.
She's very good. But I thought I'll give it a go. Everyone's been saying to me for years, you've got to play golf. And I have had no interest. Mm. You have said to me. Because I find it boring. I find it too long. Anyway, I played my first 18 holes on Friday.
How'd that
18?
Go?
18 goes. Oh, my God. I got to about the end of the third and I was yawning, going, any danger. It was I had to stay because it was a charity day.
No, you play 9 if you stay.
Well, that's why I'm playing 4 today.
4.
So I'm going to change the rules because I've got a theory.
Right.
A lot of people don't play golf because it's too long.
Yes.
And snotty clubs frown upon nine holes. Mm-hmm. They think it's...
Yeah. No, you can play nine holes. You can't play four.
No, but they don't like nine. A lot of them want 18. I reckon introduce four-hole golf.
Right.
And then people like me will get interested. Go down there for a good hour of your worst stuff, which is what I will provide, and go home happy.
Some blokes like to play 18 holes.
No idea. Yes.
And to get out of the house.
Elongate the spell away.
5 hours away from the dial, and he's playing golf.
It's quite funny because I met a man when I played my 18 holes on Friday who said... he stopped playing golf when he had kids. And I said, that's interesting. My husband started.
Yes.
In fact, he'd be Saturday 5 hours. Ooh. But, you know, that's why
Brendan Goddard, as soon as he had two children, he actually lives on the golf course.
Well, I've decided, and I think, listen up if anyone is in the golfing industry, the way to get people playing is to make the game shorter. And I know there's big hole golf. Have you ever seen that?
No.
Where there's a bigger hole.
Bigger.
Which, bigger the hole, the better, I say, because obviously it's easier to get in, Bill.
Are you? Yes.
And
you.
I reckon if they did that and made it less holes, it would be a much more attractive game. Now, I've taken out of my kit, what do you call that thing? Club.
Golf bag.
I've taken out most of my coins.
Clubs.
Because I was carrying around. It was weighing a ton. And I realised when I played my 18 holes, I used two clubs.
Get a pool buggy.
What?
You get a pool buggy.
Oh, yeah. I know. It's still a nuisance. The whole thing's heavy and nuisance for. I'm finding it...
Top flight.
Oh. I've got a seven.
Your suggestion and to making golf a better game is to have a lighter bag and a bigger hole.
That's it, the top flight. That's it.
What the hell has happened to you?
And four
One
holes.
Session
that,
of counselling.
That is it. That is it. My whole life's changed today. And you wait and see. In 5, 10 years' time, as we get busier, there will be more four-hole golf courses around with big holes and less clubs built.
So your million-dollar idea.
That's
so
it.
What do you have in the golf bag now? The seven?
So I've kept a five wood. There's so many woods. I've just kept a five. The big Bertha thing didn't work for me.
Right, no. Yes.
Apparently got to be good. She said, I've kept a seven
and a putter.
And, a putter. Right. And one for the wedging out of the thing.
Out of the
and
bunker.
That is it. That's it. That's all I've got. I've also got a tee. One tee and two balls.
Two balls.
And now I can wander around with it, you know, off my finger. It's so light.
Yeah, nice.
So I'm off to do that now, and I'm actually running 3 minutes behind.
All right, well, get going then, top flight, and change what you're wearing.
Good luck for the rest of the year.
Because you're not dressed like a golfer.
The top flight, I've got a chino on. That is golf gear. Anyway, good luck for the rest of the year.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure.
No, great. Good on you.